Welcome back to Rock Dad Just Can't Let It Be. If you are downloading this podcast, make sure to check out my blog, which is at Rock and Roll Science, and is spelled out A-N-D, rockandrollscience.wordpress.com. You'll find a little more information about what happens at these sessions, and there's also a pretty cool comment thread. Today, January 23rd, 1969, starts with another piano session. But this time it's not Paul, it's Ringo who gives us a taste of his unfinished tunes. I'm not going to play anything from that today. I'm going to wait until January 25th because it's better. Today, George Martin says that he wants Glyn Johns to finish producing these sessions. Now that might surprise you. Why would George Martin say that somebody else should produce a Beatles album? Seems crazy. Especially since we know that he was really hurt that Paul had somebody else arrange the strings for She's Leaving Home. Remember that when this project was originally conceived, it was going to be a television show. And Glyn Johns has much more experience than George Martin did at being a balance engineer for the musical portions of television shows. That's why he was involved at the beginning. Today on January 23rd, it could still turn out to be a television show, but they're definitely working towards recording an album, which you'd think, okay, that's George Martin's job. And I think George Martin is just trying to be cool and let Glyn Johns finish the job that he started. Either that, or he knows this is a disaster and doesn't want any part of it. All the Don't Let Me Down and Dig a Pony rehearsals yesterday tired John's voice. He wants to rest it, so the Beatles spend a lot of time today on Get Back. And I've played you a lot of Get Back throughout this podcast series, and, well, I'm going to play you some more, because that's pretty much all that happened today. Get back, JoJo! Get back home! Did you notice that John's guitar solo there, the that one, did you notice that that's pretty much the same as you hear on the single and the album, even though, you know, they were both recorded 4 or 5 days later? Now that's interesting, because what you've got here is that John Lennon, and also check out George, what these guys do, it's the same thing that, David Gilmour does this too, is they'll write their guitar solo and play it pretty much the same way every time. You know, it's a melody to them, it's part of the composition. And that's real different from like a Clapton or a Hendrix who's going to improvise it and play it differently every time. Billy's pretty good, yeah? Well, I got a girl, a wrecking machine, and it comes to me, and she's a queen. Oh, I dance on a Saturday night, all alone where I can hold it tight. And let me out for uptown, the elevator's broken down, but I won't. Get to the top, I'm too tired to run. Where's it going? Come on. July 6th, 1957 was the day that Paul first met John at a Quarrymen concert. Following the concert, he impressed John by playing 20 Flight Rock.
holding down and I walk on to the
July 6th, 1957 was the day that Paul first met John at a Quarrymen concert. Following the concert, he impressed John by playing Eddie Cochran's song, 20 Flight Rock. And although that's an Eddie Cochran song, you can hear he's kind of imitating Elvis here. Paul seems to return to this song a lot. You know, I think he plays it in the bonus disc of the Beatles anthology DVDs. It's on his Russian album. You know, it's frequently in sound checks. And it, you know, I don't know if that's just like his party piece that he pulls out just to have fun. But clearly, back in 1957, it was the song that he pulled out when he needed to really impress somebody. And looks like it worked. So tonight, and I mean the real tonight, in 2009, Rock Dad's tonight, not the Beatles tonight, 40 years ago, my tonight. I was helping Rock Jr. get his jammies on before bed, and 20 Flight Rock has been kind of banging around in my head the last few days as I've been working on towards this episode. You know, so I was talking about it with Rock Jr., and he gets all bummed out. He was really bummed that that guy had to go up all those flights of stairs. He had to go up 20 flights of stairs, and then he had to come back down 20 more flights of stairs, so he had to go 30 flights of stairs. And, well, you know, we homeschool. We're homeschooling, so just so you know. But anyway, the guy does all that work, and he's still too tired to rock. Come back tomorrow to rockandrollscience.wordpress.com, and we're going to check out January 24th, 1969. And that's cool, because we got one of the songs that the Beatles have been working really hard on all month that they haven't gotten down. They finally figure out the best way to play it, and we get two new tunes. All right, sounds cool. Until then, shine on, everybody. Rock Dad out.